Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
I'm chilling.
I'm the only one on the line.
Oh, Bobby.
You know,
okay.
You know how black people are.
Yeah.
Okay. I had an artist hit me up talking about, are you gonna talk about Bill Cosby? Because I want to be on, and he ain't called in. So.
Oh, God. Okay.
And hit me up about it.
Oh, for sure.
All right. I'm going to start with Bill Cosby.
Oh, okay.
My opinion is he did some stuff. He probably did do some stuff. But I'm going to say I don't think he did everything. I think there was a few women in there lying, too.
Yeah.
He probably deserved to get what he got. And he hasn't gotten sentenced yet. I don't think he's going to get 30 years. I think they're saying because of his age, it might be like 22 months. But if he get 22 months, he's still labeled as
a registered offender.
Yeah, so he's through anyway. That's my opinion of it. I'm agreeing with it because, of course, I'm sure he did some of this stuff to a lot of ladies. And then again, there might have been a lot of ladies that was down until he didn't do, you know, didn't give him that favor that he said he was going to do.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, more or less. I'm going to come here and try to get me a favor done, but did he just dog me out? Nah. I'm going to have to get him back. How do you feel, E?
I feel that as a female who is part of the Me Too movement, I feel that something probably happened. But my concern is, why did you wait 20, 30 years to say something? Not one person said, oh, well, I told X and they didn't do anything about it. So
right.
You mean to tell me that after all of these years, you just had this epiphany that he did you dirty? Also, you knew he was married when you went to his hotel room. Not saying that it was okay for him to do that. I don't want any of my female listeners to think that I condone anything that he did. But what could you possibly want from a married man in the middle of the night? Did you want him to leave his wife? Did he tell you he was going to leave his wife? Did he promise you something that he didn't come through with, like you said? It's a story in there that's not being said. And why Bill? Because you still have a bevy, plethora, multitude, whole bunch of people who we've not heard anything from that has been accused. I don't know what's going on with Matt Lauer. I don't know what's going on with Harry Weinstein and our latest Tom Brokaw. And all the other people who have been accused of doing these sex things against females.
Right.
It's like, what's going on with them? Where are they? And why aren't they in the news? And they're just, you know, are they giving Bill his money back? Are all the colleges giving him his money back that he gave to those colleges?
Nah, they ain't doing that.
Okay. And so you mean to tell me that this person, and not saying that non-attractive people don't get sexually assaulted, but when you look at her and or them, and you look at the people that he was around the entire time that he was on TV, why them? Why them? And the question is, why now?
Right.
Yes, I think something should happen. You know? Maybe probation. Maybe a sex offender class or two. You know? Oh, come on.
Oh, I agree.
Come on.
I also got 404 on the line. 404.
Yes, sir. How's it going there in Dallas?
Hey, Roy, turn down the side noise you got in the background.
That's my speaker system.
Yeah, we can hear it all over the place. E is on the line, too, and we're talking about Bill Cosby. What is your opinion on Bill Cosby?
I think Bill Cosby has finally come to understand that the 70s is not the 21st century. And in the 20th century, that the women now, let's just break it down. He's always been, all the way back to I Spy and some of the other black movies before I Spy, he got his role. He's always told jokes. Women love jokes. He's been humorous. He's been funny. He's been serious. He's been an entrepreneur. He's given a lot back. But at the same time, right? He has done something that he has to account for. And we're not looking for God for him to come intervene and say, well, God, you know. This guy did something. There's a bunch of women out there that said that they were violated. I respect the woman's voice. The problem that a lot of people are having is that why now and why it's never too late to rectify. There's been too many that have gone black, white, green, or yellow, men who have violated women in the worst way, children in the worst way, predators or predators. Bill Cosby was smart enough and had talk game enough like any other man to talk any woman up out of hers. He didn't have to do the things that he did, and even though that he did that, it was a quick exchange. Now, some of them knew what they were getting into. Some of them were offered pills, and they said, hey, look, I'm going to relax and let Big Bill handle his business, right? Then other times they felt like, okay, there was probably an exchange that didn't go down like Bill wanted to. He didn't want to give it up, the money or whatever. But then you got those that he did take advantage of, and those are the ones I'm talking about. Now, Bill has now come to pay his bill. He's 80 years old. He can't see worth a damn. And guess what? He needs to go to jail. And the reason why he needs to go to jail, because messages need to be sent to all people of any race that you cannot use power and control to validate your financial, your economics of other people's devastation and lack thereof. And so we have those situations, and I understand Harvey Weinstein. The only reason he's not on going to court right now is because he's in treatment. And when he gets out of treatment, they're going to deal with him accordingly. He's going to jail too. Don't worry about that. So let's get these pedophiles, these creeps off the streets, whether they're old or young. And a good example of this is that 70-year-old man who's been San Francisco killer, rapist, and he turned out to be a police. Doesn't matter. Get him off the streets. Get these creeps off the streets because they've harmed enough. Let these victims get a little resolve and families get a little resolve before, you know, so they can say that, hey, look, we get a little vindication, even though we don't have our family members back and don't have our family members back wholly. Some are still there that they're not will never be whole again. But as long as the victim is found, we can get some kind of retribution. I think that's
okay,
enough.
Okay,
No. Listen.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
Listen.
What? What?
First of all, these were consenting adults that knowingly went to this married man's hotel room. Number one. Number two, all of that that you just spewed, that's fine and dandy. And we're not just talking about Weinstein. We're talking about Matt Lauer. We're talking about all of them. We're talking about the president of the United States. Because if Bill go to jail, so should Mr. Trump. So don't, like, miss me with all of that, because Bill is who he was, and in the 70s, he realizes the evidence. If they'd have caught him in the 70s, it would have been a horse of a different color. But from your commander-in-chief, the person who got his finger on the button, on down to Bill and those that came after him, and Tom Brokaw now, you talking about because Weinstein is in treatment? They can give him treatment in jail. Trust and believe they can't. There are doctors there. Trust me. So,
I understand.
You know,
I understand.
It's not just that. He is not a pedophile, and I'm not defending him. I'm not. But me as a woman going to a married man's room, come on now. If he wanted to talk to me, he could have called me on the phone. They knew what was up. So if he didn't give me he promised him, that's one thing. But no, he wasn't hunting around the schools and trying to get little girls and none of that, because that's a whole nother conversation. But those consenting adults that went with him, who are now saying that he violated them, okay, yes, he should atone for that. But so should your president and all these other people in the limelight who have not come to trial yet. They should atone to it too. But they knew that the president did that, and they still elected him. So if it's good for the president of the United States, then they should treat Bill Cosby the same way they treat Donald Trump. And now we can go on to the next one.
Now look,
wait a minute, we got to go on to the next one. We only got
30 minutes. I know. But justice,
we only got 30 minutes.
Let me just say this.
We only got
30
minutes.
Justice is not blind.
Yes,
okay, now, I'm going to the next subject. North Korea and South Korea. What do y'all think of this? Being that people was in the service, we're going with E and then Roy.
I wish it would have happened like 30 years ago. Then I wouldn't have had to do two tours over there. Oh, now y'all want to come to the table. Well, I was freezing my hind parts off on the DMV.
I understand.
Me, and me looking at them. Now y'all want to be friends. Okay.
Roy.
Yeah, when you look, the sanctions were put in place. China, Russia,
here
South Korea.
Go.
South Korea wants to be United States out of there. Let's just go back. 3-4 times they've done this before. If the United States forces leaves that region, Asia becomes strong again. And you're talking about an alliance of the Euro-Asia alliance with Russia, a player with China. We're talking about United States is not as strong as it was before. So this is a ploy. This will never happen. It hasn't happened. It's just a joke. There's not going to be any denuclearization. There's not going to be that, because guess why? Gaddafi's dead, is he not? Is Omar Gaddafi dead?
I know what you're saying, Roy. You're saying
when you give up,
if he gives up his nukes and all his power, somebody's going to infiltrate his administration and kill him.
Thank you. And then we're going to be running a democracy, and China don't want that because we're closing in closer to them. Russia don't want that because we getting in closer to them. We are now controlling more, and we have more influence in that region. See, well, this is just, bro, this is just play. And Trump's getting ready to get played, and we're getting ready to look stupid, and Pyongyang is going to keep on his nuclears. So they can play. Look, all this newspaper shit, this is hype. Excuse my French. It's just hype. They ain't doing nothing. Pompeo went over there. He ain't did nothing. That was just a joke to get Pompeo back in to become Secretary of State. But we don't got to worry too much more about this because guess what? Donald Trump is going down, and he's going down fast. He's going down fast.
Roy,
don't worry about it.
He ain't went down yet, and I already told you he wasn't going down. I told you he wasn't going down until we changed the order of the House and the Senate. We're going to have to do that first. Let me move on. I'm moving on. Ronnie Jackson, Admiral Ronnie Jackson, picked for the VA. 23 colleagues claimed he had misdeeds. Now he declined his nomination. What do you think of that? And the VA is something personal to all of us. So, go first.
I mean, you know why he declined. Because he don't have no skeletons and he got whole bodies in his closet. He ain't trying to air his dirty laundry like that.
Plus, he wasn't qualified at all.
And he got too much going on in the closet,
But you're wrong, though. He was qualified. Anytime you can look up the president's wazoo and tell the price of tea, you are qualified. Who wants to smell that man's and then tell him he's in the best health of his life? Lie, lie, lie. Pants on fire. I'm agreeing with you. All I'm saying is this. There's no way that the candy man can wake you up, put you to sleep, and then wake you up again, and then do the things that he's done, bang on the door while the president of the United States is down the hall trying to get into some woman's hot room while he's under the influence. He has the great stone face look, which we all know when you're using hard drugs, and then you had Percocets come up missing from the dispensary, and everybody ran scrambling for that, and only to find out he sold it to somebody else. He's a high case of a drug addicted doctor who has, like you just said, he's got bodies buried, not just skeletons. They're everywhere, and he knew that by the time they finished with him, he's already done. The president is just talking right now, but he's done.
Okay.
You know, you crossed the line with a lot of people.
The next one. When Macron came over, and Melania was in her white suit with the hat, looking kind of fly now. What do you think when she didn't want to hold the president's hand?
She had that Michael Kors on, boy. She was looking. She had that Michael Kors on.
It's on E.
Okay. She knows that her husband is a douche, okay? And he probably said some douche, disrespectful stuff to her. And then getting off the plane, all right, now, you know, we need to make appearances or we got to make this look good and smile for the camera. And that was her way of giving him the finger. And I think it was a pretty classy act because she could have and should have gave him the finger.
go on, Roy, with your long-winded.
Let's go back, okay? Let's just go back. It's her birthday. Okay, it's her birthday, and this guy goes on Fox and says all this crazy stuff about he don't know. He gave her a card. He's a billionaire. He can't get his wife anything. Okay, but look, he tapped her hand about three times, and someone said it was per million. So he tapped her three. So when she got to about 3 million, she said, okay, I'll hold your hand for that 5 million. But you got to remember, this man has given her a child who has a birth defect. And so that makes her feel like there's an inadequacy about him anyway, because she thinks she's pure. Because remember, she became an American because of her high IQ. She speaks 5 different languages, and my God, I mean, to have a child that is got issues, that's unheard of. So guess what? He gets just what he deserves. She gave him that look of, could you please stop? I don't want to. Macron, look, the problem with Macron is this. President Trump talked about how old and ugly his wife was. And then he gets here and then he gives her all these hugs and kisses. She ain't forgot about all that. He ain't forgot about all that. That's why when he had a shot at, when he sat in the Congress and he shot that to everybody, he said, I'm playing the president, because the president don't realize that what I'm saying is that we need change, but we need to also keep it the way it is, but we need to tighten up. See, the president is not smart enough to stay in the game when he know that somebody's more brighter than he is, more intelligent. You know, he doesn't have what it takes. I'm sorry, this guy, I've never seen a dumber businessman. And it takes a lot of dumb people to follow this dumb businessman.
Okay, next subject. Will Michael Cohen flip E?
What did you say?
Will Michael Cohen flip?
I think so. I do. What's done in the dark will come to the light. That's all I got to say.
Roy?
Well, it depends on if the master gives the information that's needed to be able to put Donald Trump in handcuffs, he won't have no choice but to flip. But if the master gives that information to the plaintiff, right, before the defendant, before the plaintiff get a chance to bring all the charges needed, that gives the defendant a chance to fight it a lot better. Cohen may not have to, because he might just get a pardon. You know, he may get the pardon, so it won't matter. You know, so I mean, I'm just saying it's up to the
my personal thought. I don't think I think he may flip, and even if he do get a pardon, that means he could give up all the information without jeopardizing his time going in to prison. And plus, he can also still go to prison with the pardon because of the state where Mueller put it in the state's hands to charge him, you know, to try his case.
Well,
so he can still go to prison because of the state involvement in it. So a pardon would help.
Well, you remember now. What happens is that the feds, if they find something that is good for Mueller, they'll bring it back to Mueller, and Mueller then can process him out. Meaning that, yeah, if the state can find they say he's looking at 30 years. Okay, 30 years. I mean, who's gonna leave their little babies 30 years? Man, go to the next question.
The next one is Kanye and Trump.
Oh my God!
Was Kanye doing this for the release of that single and that song, or was he just doing it to irritate black people, which he really did? E.
I think he did it to irritate black people.
not for the sake of his song and his album too.
No.
Because he's got a song, a pro-Trump song out, and then he's got a debate song with T.I.
I'm glad you said that, because
he dropped off. Okay, go on.
I'm surprised that T.I. would do an album with him, and he lived down in Georgia. I never did like T.I. anyway. But for T.I. to come out and act like he, you know, bully bad, and then go and do an album with this nut, you know, this is like the craziest thing, because he doesn't speak for African Americans. This guy right here has irritated a lot of rappers, and what's that other guy named Chance the Rapper? He broke down and said something foolish too. I mean, it's like, you know, they don't understand where they give these guys power. And these guys are, first thing he said was, hey, Kanye, he understands it. You know, man, come on. Give us a break.
But his name is Kanye, not Kanye. Okay.
Yeah, but he's like Kanye and Pepper. he hot.
Scott Pruitt being grilled on Congress with that no fixed tie that he had on. He tried to have a Windsor tie on, but it wasn't tied tight. Looking all crazy on Capitol Hill. How do you feel about that?
Corruption, swamp. It's either he's corrupt or he's either stupid. And I don't think I think he's both. I've never seen anything like that. I mean, just between him, I mean, these guys are crooked, man.
Yeah, we know.
They're crooked.
What about Sean Hannity being the surprise client for Cohen?
I love it.
On the sneak.
I love it. I love it because we haven't heard the rest of this about his real estate ventures. And when Cohen, all that information comes out, I think we're going to be losing Sean Hannity like we lost Huckabee.
Well, I have not heard anything from Sean Hannity since that came out.
Hey, you know, like Alan Dershowitz told him, you should have told us before you start blasting people.
Yeah, he did tell him that. And the last thing that I got, did you think they, well, the president, I don't think he did. The president made the right remarks when Barbara Bush passed away?
No, he did not make the right remarks. And he should have shut up. That Barbara Bush, no matter what other people thought of her, she's in our history. She's got a husband that was a president and a son, and she lived through both of them. And you can't take that away. And most people who get to that point that can have that type of level of power, you know, you just one of so many. Her and Adams were the only two women
Abigail.
Ever to have a son. Yeah,
Abigail
son and a husband that became president. So they can wield the axe all they want, but it ain't going to bring her any change of who she was and how she stood for America in America. 100 years from now, they'll say the same thing. She was the mother of two presidents, a husband and a mother of a president. But can I just say something?
Yeah.
You know, the correspondence was so good. I don't care what they say. The cartoon part of it was so excellent. But the woman, boy, she went off. And I got to give her, I mean, it was a little harsh, but Sarah Huckabee, she handled it like a real queen. And I'm so proud of her, because if she can sit up there and lie to the public, then she can sit there and take it on the chin, something that the president wouldn't and couldn't and has not been able to do 2 years in a row. And Kellyanne Conway and Rice Priebus was there with thumbs up. He took it. And Kellyanne Conway, she sat there and took it. And then Fox come on the next morning. Oh, it was all this and all that. Yes, it wasn't about all that. It was about what they've been doing for 50 years, was poking fun at somebody, giving them the royal treatment, and just now we got a weak president in office. Now they want to say that it was over the top. There it is.
All right, man. I'll talk to you next week.
Well, we got it in, though, didn't we?
Later, man.
Peace.